Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the All EN Payment Call. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You may also use the chat feature to submit a question during the presentation. If you need to reach an operator at any time, please press star 0. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded, Tuesday, July 29, 2014. I would now like to turn the conference over to Deborah Tennessee, Manager of Ticket Operations Department. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the July All EN Payments Call. Before we get started with today's call, I'd like to go over one piece of housekeeping activity, and that is with the notification that went out to EN for this call, there was an attachment. The attachment was titled How to Determine Phase 1 Milestone Attainment Month. If you haven't pulled up that attachment or made a copy, you may want to do so now. So once we get into the presentation, you will have that information available. Let me start off with introductions. First, I would like to introduce to you a new member of Maximus Ticket to Work Program's team, and it's the new supervisor for our EN Payments Help Desk, Janet Cousins. Janet will be the moderator for future All-In Payment Calls. So, Janet, do you want to say a few words to EN?
Absolutely. I'm very excited to join Maximus and be involved with the Ticket to Work program. Look forward to learning more about the program, the details, the team structure and organization, and partnering to support your needs.
Thank you, Janet. And just to remind Ian, Janet will be the one you will send your escalated inquiries to. If you have issues, if you sent emails or questions to the EN Payments Help Desk and the responses are not clear or you would like to have your inquiries escalated, on the sheet that was sent out to you previously, Aaron Abar and myself were listed. I'm Deborah Tennessee, and I've seen emails from some of you, but now Janet will be the other person you will contact. And let me give you Janet's email address. It's Janet, J-A-N-E-T, middle initial M, as in Michael, last name C-O-U-S-I-N, at maximus.com. Again, if you have any emails or want to escalate any of your inquiries, please include Janet M. Cousin at maximus.com on your inquiry. So let's talk about today's agenda. Let me tell you who's on the call. Kathy Dyson, she's our training associate here at the Ticket Operations Department for all EN payment activities. Kathy will be the presenter on today's call. We also have on the line two of Social Security staff. We have Danielle Armstrong, who's an analyst in the Office of Research, Demonstration, and Employment Support. And she works in the Office of Ticket Operations and Provider Support, and she is an EN Payment Specialist. We also have Regina Bowden, and she's the Director of the Office of Ticket Operations and Provider Support on the call today. The first item on our agenda is how to determine Phase 1 Milestone Attainment Month. Kathy will cover this presentation as well as the next one, which is how to use the 18-month look-back earnings tool. Kathy?
Great. Thank you so very much, Deborah. Well, good afternoon to everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. I'll be actually going over some general information that pertains to the Phase 1 milestones and how to actually obtain the attainment month, how to identify them, and in using the 18-month look-back as a tool that would also help in navigating what's available and what will not be available for Phase 1 milestones. And getting started, if you can just actually go along with me with the document that was provided today, we're going to start just generally talking about the 18-month look-back rule. This rule applies to all Phase 1 milestones with the ticket assignment date of July the 21st of 2008 or later. If the previous month of the ticket assignment month has earnings at or above trial work level, then phase one milestone will not be made available. If there are 3 months with earnings at or above trial work level within 6 months previous to the actual ticket assignment month, then phase one milestone two will not be available. If there are 6 months within a 12-month of 6 months within 12 months of earnings at or above trial work level, then phase one milestone three will not be made available. And, of course, lastly, if there are 9 months or more within 18 months with earnings at or above the trial work previous to the actual ticket assignment, then phase one milestone four is not available. Due to updates or earnings verified in the Social Security databases, the availability of phase one milestones may change. For example, Social Security may receive notification of earnings at trial work level or SGA for months prior to the ticket assignment date after phase one milestone payments have been issued. If this occurs, then overpayments could be assessed. Let's get started with some examples. In the first example, we have an EN who submits a payment request for a phase one milestone one with the attainment month date of January 2013. The beneficiary's ticket was assigned December 10, 2012. The employment network supplies copies of pay stubs with earnings that were above trial work to meet the criteria for phase one milestone. The EN also submitted the look-back form and identified the beneficiary had earnings at or above trial work level for the month of October 2012 and November 2012. So let's see what the determination of this outcome would be. For phase one milestone one claim, it would be denied. The reason for it, not eligible for payment due to look-back earnings. The comments, which will show up on the actual Employment Network earnings report, will read, earnings above trial work level exist prior to the ticket assignment date. Ian is not entitled to receive a Phase 1 Milestone 1 payment. Let's speak a bit more about that in detail. The Ian provided a look-back form that indicated the beneficiary had earnings at or above trial work level for 11-2012. These earnings were achieved the month prior to the ticket assignment and therefore exclude the phase one milestone one as an available payment. Earnings at or above trial work level achieved by beneficiaries up to 18 months prior to ticket assignment can exclude all or some of the phase one milestone payments. Their earnings must be achieved after the beneficiary date of disability onset. We also call that DDO. And before the ticket assignment date, in which we may identify as TAD. The time frame used to calculate phase one milestones that may be unavailable is listed below. Here is a chart. Again, it's just reiterating what was mentioned earlier with the rule. For the phase one milestone one, of course, is the first month before ticket assignment. For phase one milestone two, it's 3 months out of 6 months at or above the trial work level earnings. Phase one milestone three, when achieving 6 months out of 12 months at trial work level or above. And for phase one milestone four, achieving 9 months of earnings at or above trial work level within an 18-month period. For example, in the example above, the 18 months is prior to 12-2012 is June of 2011. So if the beneficiary has earnings that are greater than trial work level, then 3 months between June of 2012 and November 2012, phase one milestone two would be excluded. If there are 6 months between December 2011 and November 2012, then Phase 1, Milestone 3, would be excluded. And 9 months between June of 2011 and November 2012, then Phase 1, Milestone 4, would be excluded. In obtaining the actual attainment month, let me, if I may, just read through the chart. For the first month at or above trial work level after the ticket assignment date would be Phase 1, Milestone 1. 3 months within a six-month period at or above trial work level following the ticket assignment date. For Phase 1, Milestone 3, 6 months within a 12-month period at or above the trial work level following, again, the ticket assignment date. And for Phase 1, Milestone 4, it would be 9 months within an 18-month period, again, at or above the trial work level following the ticket assignment date. Immediately following the Phase 1 milestones, you will move into your Phase 2 milestones. And those are any months after all Phase 1s have been processed to completion. The claim months to meet Phase 1 Milestone 2, Phase 1 Milestone 3, Phase 1 Milestone 4 do not necessarily have to be consecutive. However, we need 3, 6, or 9 months within the specific or specified time frames for each of these Phase 1 milestones. And let's give some examples. The EN submits a payment request. Phase 1, Milestone 1, attainment month, 7-11. Phase 1, Milestone 2, attainment month, 9-11. Phase 1, Milestone 3, attainment month, 8-12. The ticket assignment is 4-11. There are no earnings prior to ticket assignment date, and the beneficiary has not received any services from the Vocational Rehabilitation Agency. The EN also submitted quarterly beneficiary earning report, which we call the CUBER, that showed the beneficiary had earnings above trial work level for the third quarter of 2011 and the third quarter of 2012. What is our outcome? Phase 1 milestone 1 and 2 are paid. Phase 1 milestone 3 is denied. The reason? Earnings do not meet Phase 1 milestone criteria, and what we'll read on your status report, the Employment Network needs to submit claim months within the required time frame with trial work level earnings. Phase 1 milestone 3 requires 6 months out of 12 months. So you see, you will get an explanation giving you heads up as to what is required to make that payment. Further explanation, the first month payable for a claim under the ticket program was May 2011, the month after the actual ticket assignment. For Phase 1 milestone claims, the EN submitted a payment request for 7-11 with the CUBER. The operations support manager, awesome, was about to confirm the earnings posted to the CUBER based on quarterly earnings posted to Social Security system. The beneficiary was in a current payment status and never entered the outcome period. The attainment month was 3 months after the ticket assignment date, so the month was available for Phase 1 milestone payment. For Phase 1 milestone 2 claim, the EN submitted a CUBER for the third quarter of 2011, which is from July through November and September, thank you, of 2011, and the monthly earnings average above trial work level. Awesome was able to confirm the CUBER earnings for July 2011 through September 2011 based on quarterly earnings listed posted to the Social Security system. The beneficiary was in a current pay status and never entered the outcome period. The earnings were at trial work level for 3 out of 6 months. which were July, August, and September. The EN met the criteria for the Phase 1 Milestone 2, therefore payment was issued. And for Phase 1 Milestone 3 claim, the EN submitted the queue before the third quarter of 2012, which is from July 2012 through September 2012, with monthly earnings averaging above trial work level. Awesom was able to confirm their earnings for July through September based on the quarterly earnings posted through the Social Security system. The beneficiary was in current pay status and never entered the outcome period. However, the beneficiary did not have earnings that satisfy Phase 1 Milestone 3 requirement. The beneficiary needed to have trial work level earnings 6 out of 12 consecutive months. Listed below is actual time frame for beneficiaries earning 6 months at trial work level. Looking at the sample, we have 15 months in which July 2001 is posted where the actual first earnings appeared, August 2011, and September 2011. The following months did not have earnings at or above trial work level. However, July 2012, August 2012, and September 2012 did. Now, if you look at the 12th month, which is June 2012, this is the last month that earnings for July 2011 could be included for a Phase 1 Milestone 3 to meet the requirements of 6 out of 12 months. Since the beneficiary did not achieve trial work levels at the 6 out of 12 month period beginning with July 2011, the beneficiary earnings for the third quarter of 2012 would require a recount period. Starting with July 2012, the period for the first Phase 1 Milestone 3 begins all over, and July 2012 would be considered the first month towards achieving 6 months out of 12 for the trial work level. And looking at the second example, the EN submitted a payment request, Phase 1 Milestone 1 with the attainment month for July 2008, Phase 1 Milestone 2 attainment month, September 2008, and Phase 1 Milestone 3, January 2009. The ticket assignment date is January 2008. The EN is aware that the earliest attainment date under the ticket program would be July 2008. Based on the new regulations effective July 21st of 2008. The prior earnings exclusion rule does not apply to this beneficiary due to the ticket assignment date is prior to the new regulation effective date. The beneficiary has not achieved any services from the VR. The EN also submitted CUBER that shows the beneficiary had earnings above substantial gainful activity, SGA. The third quarter of 2008, the fourth quarter of 2008, and the first quarter of 2009. Social Security systems indicate verified monthly earnings above SGA for the period of February 2008 through April of 2009. Our determination is Phase 1 Milestone 1 will be paid at July 2008. Phase 1 Milestone 2 will be paid at August 2008. Phase 1 Milestone 3 will be paid September 2008, and 4 will be paid at October 2008. We will start our Phase 2 payments November 2008, and they will be paid up through April 2009. The comments will be ineligible for Phase 1 milestone payments beginning July 2008. Earnings prior to July of 2008 and after the ticket assignment can be used to make payment determinations. Here's a more detailed explanation. All of the beneficiary wages earned after the ticket assignment can be used in making Phase 1 milestone payment determinations. However, the earliest month a claim is payable is July 2008, based on the new regulations, effective date of July 21st, 2008. Now, listed below is a chart showing how earnings were used to determine claims payable for the payment request submitted. Although beneficiary had no earnings prior to the ticket assignment date of January 2008, the rules for using a look-back earnings was not effective until after July the 21st of 2008, in which it does not apply. We have a total of 15 months, starting with February 2008 through April 2009. Earnings are at SGA or above SGA for that time period. Again, Phase 1, Milestone 1, can only start July 2008. However, moving to the next month, which is August 2008, if you notice, we used June 2008. This is considered counting backwards. We can start with August 2008 and count backwards the appropriate amount of months that are at the qualifying amount of SGA, as long as it does not exceed, again, 3 months out of six. For Phase 1 Milestone 3, the same rule applies. We can go back as far as April 2008 and pick up those earnings, and the new attainment month will be September 2008. The same for Phase 1 Milestone 4. We may go back as far as February 2008. The attainment month in this case will be October 2008. And because there are qualifying earnings to satisfy Phase 2, we will automatically pay what is qualifying. In this case, we can pay Phase 2 Milestone 1 through Phase 2 Milestone 6. And lastly, I wish to speak briefly on qualifying Phase 1 Milestone 1 when the earnings are at 50% of trial work level. Here is an example. January earnings were a half of trial work level. February had earnings at trial work. April had earnings at trial work. June, July, August, and December. January 2011, again, had earnings at trial work level. February, March, did as well. Because it appears that the beneficiary in this case may have started midway the month. Because this was credited, in which the EN is not disqualified when beneficiaries are actually hired within the midst of a month or pay period, had they worked that entire month, then they probably would have earned trial work level earnings. As you can see, February and the following months, they were at trial work level. Due to that, it is credited where an employment network may qualify to receive their Phase 1 Milestone 1 at 50%. Looking at the chart beneath, it gives a brief explanation. For Phase 1 Milestone 1, at 50% trial work level in the first month of employment, if earnings are within 2 weeks and there are at least 1 month at trial work level between the following two consecutive months. And again, Phase 1 Milestone 2 will qualify when there are 3 months at or above trial work level within a 12-month period. In this case, there were. We had Phase 1 Milestone 2 qualifying for the months of February 2010, April 2010, and June 2010 being the attainment month. Again, Phase 1 Milestone 3, 6 months at trial work level within a 12-month range. The qualifying month here again is the February 2010, April, June through August, and December 2010. And lastly, for Phase 1 Milestone 4, 9 months at trial work level within an 18-month range. The qualifying months were, again, February 2010, April 2010, June through August of 2010, December 2010, and January through March 2011. At this time, what I would like to do is to actually go to the Ticket to Work website, and in using the actual 18-month look-back tool and the rules, just give two examples as to how an employment network may visit the website and utilize that tool in determining if or how many Phase 1 milestones may be available when there are ticket assignments July the 21st of 2008 or after. In navigating to the tool, you want to enter the home page of www.yourtickettowork.com. You want to click on Information Center, which is located on the left menu, after which, from the left menu, you want to click on Forms. And lastly, you want to scroll down to the Payments section, and the very last document there is the 18-month look-back tool. When opening the tool, you will be given an opportunity to enter an actual ticket assignment date. For the first example, we will use the assignment date of July 2014. Once entering your actual ticket assignment date, all previous months will automatically change appropriately. The employment network will simply just enter an X or any character and the empty cell underneath the month in which there are earnings at or above trial work level. I'm going to enter earnings at June 2014, January 2014, October 2014, and June of 2013 back to the 18th month, which is January 2013. And doing so, this tool will show you at the very bottom chart to your left which Phase 1 milestones are or are not available. As you can see, that neither of the milestones are available. However, and the next example, there is one other variable in which you may want to consider. In this case, when there is an actual disability onset date that is prior to the 18th month previous to ticket assignment, at that point, you want to stop your look back count, in which earnings prior to your DDO date does not count. When that occurs, you see that phase one milestone four now becomes available. This tool can be used when submitting your first payment request for your phase one milestone. Therefore, you would know which request you may qualify for as it pertains to prior earnings. At this point, this ends my session on actually discussing phase one milestones, attainment month, and utilizing the 18-month look-back worksheet or tool and determining if or how many phase one milestones will be available. Deborah, I'd like to turn this back over to you for questions.
We can now open the discussion up for questions and answers. Any ENs may submit. Amanda?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. If you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before entering your request. Once again, to register for a question, press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. Our first question comes from the line of Misty Sanborn. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I called in just a little late, so you may have actually covered this at the beginning. But if you have a beneficiary whose date of onset is like, say, 3 or 4 years ago, and they worked a short time where they achieved over trial work level, but it's been more than 18 months ago, are the phase one, like phase P1M1 and P1M2, are they going to be available even though they've worked at trial? It's been more than 18 months ago.
You're saying that, okay, you have a new date of disability onset that is beyond the 18-month period. Okay, when is the ticket assigned?
Okay, the ticket, I'm in the process of assigning this person now.
Okay.
So
okay.
Let's say that the ticket is assigned this month, sometime
okay.
this month.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the beneficiary has not worked in about 2 years. It's like 25 months.
Okay.
Okay.
So
back before that, he worked a couple of months at trial work level, like 3.
Right. It's beyond the 18-month look-back period, so there's no exclusion there. It would have to be within 18 months of the date of disability onset and a ticket assignment date. And you're saying that's a 2 to 3 year period. So you're going
right.
to wait on the 18 months. So there's no phase one milestone exclusions there.
Okay. But if they've already exceeded the whole trial work period, would that make a difference? They've never been assigned to VR. They never use VR services, never been assigned to another EN. But let's say they've already worked. They worked for almost a year. This is hypothetical. They worked for almost a year at trial work, so they went beyond the 9-month trial work period. Does that exclude us from phase one payments?
No, it shouldn't.
Okay.
It shouldn't because
okay,
it's beyond the 18-month look back period.
Okay, as long as it's beyond the 18-month look back period, we shouldn't be excluded from the payments as long as they haven't been paid previously.
Right.
Okay. So
and there's no other exclusion for VR. As you said, there's no
right.
VR involvement.
Right, no VR involvement, and no other. And if another employment network had already collected those payments, then they would be excluded as well, right?
I'm not sure.
I'm very confused about payments. I'm new to it.
I see. Okay, so you're new to it. It's possible that we may want to refer her to Aksha Sam. technical assistance, but just
yeah, because
that's
so specific, and I'm not really mm-hmm. understanding. I would need to see that in writing more because I'm not getting what you're saying. So
I understand what you're saying. It's sometimes writing does help.
Okay, you can send that question into our Ian Payment Health Desk.
Okay,
you can escalate it to Janet, or you could send it directly to me, Deborah Tennessee.
Okay, well, thank you, Deborah. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank you. Good question.
Once again, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Judy Fox. Please go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering, how does it work if you have 18 months from the original ticket assignment date and there was an unsuccessful VR closure?
Okay.
That means that we can go back to the original ticket assignment with a VR or possibly an EN before that even. And because there was an unsuccessful VR closure, we can go back to that original date and file from that counts forward then?
Okay. Again, you have a ticket assignment date, and it's 18 months prior to this we're talking about?
Okay. yeah, we were told that if there was we get an assignment date,
mm-hmm.
and it was assigned before, we can apply for payments back to the original ticket assignment date.
Oh, okay. So you have a ticket that was previously assigned to another EN, you're saying? You said it was assigned before.
No.
Does that
okay,
mean to
no.
another EN?
I don't have an actual example in front of me.
I see. Let me assign
it. It was assigned to us and then to a VR and an unsuccessful closure.
Okay.
We can go back to our original date.
I'm not exactly sure if I'm understanding the question, but I will try to make an attempt to explain how the rules apply as it pertains to the ticket assignment date and the Phase 1 Milestone 1 exclusion rules. If the ticket is assigned July 21st, 2008 or later,
mm-hmm.
then the 18-month look-back does not apply. However, if there were an involvement with the state vocational rehabilitation agency and they had that particular beneficiary prior to your ticket assignment and they served them as a cost reimbursement payment and the closure was successful, then you will not receive your Phase 1 milestones. But if the closure was unsuccessful, then
right.
you will receive all of your Phase 1 milestones. I'm not sure. Is
okay.
that what you're asking? So the original ticket assignment is when it's first assigned under the Ticket to Work program. And if that ticket was first assigned to your agency, then that's the original ticket assignment, and that's how we would start counting backwards in regards to the 18-month look back. But as it pertains to the other Phase 1 milestone exclusion, as it pertains to the closure status, if it's unsuccessful, then you will qualify for your Phase 1 milestones.
Okay. All right.
Did that answer your question?
I believe so.
Okay, now if you have a specific beneficiary in mind and you just want to directly talk the specifics, again, you can call into the help desk, and we do have trained analysts that can actually walk you through the process and give you a specific answer.
Okay, what is that number?
Well, that's a toll-free number. I would have to pull that up.
Oh,
see if I
okay.
can I don't know it by heart, but it is on the website.
About EM payments.
Mm-hmm. And see if I can locate it quickly. But in the meanwhile, if I can get your name. One second. What is the name of your agency?
Disabled Workers.
Oh, okay. All right. So just look out for your call when it comes through. Just one more. We're just navigating the system to get the actual
okay, that's fine. May I phase this question a little bit differently? Does the 18-month look back go by the new ticket assignment date or by the old original date of assignment?
It goes by
the previous with the previous provider.
It goes by the first ticket assignment date that ever that ticket was ever assigned. It could be back in 2002, 2008, 2010, but it goes with the very first ticket assignment, not with the latest ticket assignment.
Okay.
Okay, I have a telephone number here for you. It's actually on our website. You would just click on Contact Us, and it gives you an option, EN Payments Help Desk. And when you click on that, it gives you all the information. The toll-free number is 1-866-949-3687.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, and I'm not sure if I heard the second phrasing of your question.
Okay.
But when there are multiple ticket assignments, I believe Deborah touched bases on that, then yes, it's based on the first time that ticket is entered into the program. If that ticket enters into the Ticket to Work program prior to July 21st, 2008, then the 18-month look back will not apply to the second ticket assignment. However, again, we will be looking to see if there was a state vocational rehabilitation agency involvement under the cost reimbursement payment method, in which that may apply if there is a successful closure.
Okay, so if it was prior to the 7/28, the
18-month
look back does not apply.
July 21st, 2008.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
The 18-month look back does not apply.
It will not apply for future assignments if it's on that same ticket. Now, if that ticket terminates and there become a new ticket, then it starts over. But if it's the same ticket.
Now, one thing to remember on a new ticket, the rules are exactly the same for the 18-month look back. If there's a new ticket, a ticket two, that was created or mailed out and you had that ticket assigned June 2014, the 18-month look back, the period for that would be and the date of disability onset happens to be June 2014, your 18-month look back period would be between the new date of disability onset and your ticket assignment date. So if the ticket was the new date of disability onset is June, and you create the, you assign the ticket in July, there's only that 1 month period that we're looking for 18-month look back. So more than likely, there would be no look back exclusion. The same thing applies to VR closures. Under that new ticket, if there was a closure prior to ticket two being terminated, that successful closure would not apply to your new ticket unless under the new ticket the VR served the beneficiary and there was a new closure and it was a successful closure. So the rules are the same when you get a new ticket. It starts all over again.
Okay, good. Okay, so does that answer your question, or is there a spin-off from that information?
That answers it, thank you.
Okay, you're quite welcome. And again, if you need further assistance with understanding the Phase 1, Milestone 1 exclusion rules, then by all means, you're welcome to call in and speak with one of the representatives at the number that we just provided. And is there another caller?
Our next question comes from the line of Eugenia Cox. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Eugenia.
Hi.
From Oregon VR. The last caller that was asking about the original ticket assignment, from what I heard him say, I thought he said, for an example, if they were assigned to his agency initially under Ticket to Work, and either they held on to the ticket and that person went on to VR, so they're hanging on to the ticket while VR is serving them, and they ultimately reach those levels, can they go back to the original and we don't close them successfully, can they go back and collect those payments back to the initial ticket assignment date? Or, because I'm totally mystified on the question too, did he mean that they originally assigned it before VR, they closed the ticket or let the ticket go, VR picked it up and provided services, and they closed them unsuccessfully, and now he wants to know if they can go back to that original closure date when they had that ticket originally and collect. That's how I took his question, or her question. I'm sorry, I don't know who it was.
I didn't take it that way because what you said just totally confused me, but let me just say this. With VR is involved as well as tickets. If we have a situation where Ian has a ticket and the VR picks it up and it goes to the cost reimbursement method, the EN would not be eligible for any ticket payments 1 month before that ticket is picked up by the VR under the cost reimbursement method. So at that point, the last payable month would be 1 month before the ticket goes to VR under the cost reimbursement method.
But that's only if the EN let the ticket go. If they're
okay.
Still hanging onto the ticket and we're serving somebody,
okay.
As long as you can't put them under cost reimbursement.
As long as we at Awesome show that that ticket is assigned to the EN, we will make payments and process claims to the EN because that ticket is still showing assigned to the EN.
Yes. And there's no shared payment agreement with us, which is kind of a controversy at this point.
Well, that's not an issue.
So we're providing the services, and they still have the ticket. And then we can't collect anything at that point.
Now, that's not a question for I understand what you're saying, but I think
yes.
That's more policy.
Okay, I don't know if the question was they had originally assigned the ticket initially and then let the ticket go. Then VR picked it up, closed it unsuccessfully. Can they go back to that original ticket date to collect ticket payments? That's how I took it.
I tell you this, if we have a successful closure, at any point that we did successful closure, if we've already paid the EN for phase one milestones, we do not go back and charge the EN for overpayment. But once we have that successful closure posted, we go forward with that and will not process any additional phase one payments. I'm not sure what question you're asking or want clarification on, but that's the process that we have in place right now.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I thought he had mentioned that they had the ticket, original ticket assignment. Then VR served them.
Okay.
There was an unsuccessful closure, which didn't happen prior to the ticket assignment.
Okay. Yes, I mean, that could happen. What you just said could happen. We could get an unsuccessful closure that comes through, but we will continue processing claims for that EN.
So that's, again, I don't know if that question was answered, but that's how I took the question that was being asked.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. And we currently have no further questions registered at this time.
Okay, again, this is Deborah Tennessee, and I want to thank all who did participate in today's call. We really do appreciate your questions because it lets us know that this is still one of those issues out there that is not very, very clear. We will try to use this same agenda in a future monthly EN payment call because it is not really a simple process until you get used to it. If you have a whole lot of these situations and you see them over and over again, I guess after a period of time, you get used to them. But, you know, we do thank you for your participation in today's call, and we do thank you for those who had questions.
Okay. Amanda, this ends today's call.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the conference for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your lines.